A cold front has pushed across our area. It's taken the humidity with it, so we are finally going to catch a break from the oppressive air. It has been quite a stretch of oppressive humidity across our area, and with those dew points up, our overnight temperatures have been up as well. In fact, the overnight low at Albany has failed to go below 70 for 7 days in a row. To put this in perspective, the National Weather Service states that the last time this happened was back in July of 1921, so it's been over 90 years since we've had a stretch of overnight temperatures this mild in the capital region. Well, that's going to change dramatically tonight as that less humid air comes in. It's going to be a great night for sleeping across most of the region as temperatures fall back into the 50s and 60s. It is going to remain warmer and more humid in areas to the south and southeast of Albany. That's because the frontal system is going to stall right along the New England coast. There's also the chance for a passing shower or two in the proximity of that front. So basically from, say, the capital region south, there could be a passing shower as we go through the night, but by and large, conditions are going to be rain-free. And as we work into the day tomorrow, we're looking for a good deal of sunshine, especially from the capital region on north and west as we go through the day. We will see a few clouds develop, though, during the afternoon, and there is going to be the chance for a passing shower or storm, again, mainly from the capital region on south and east, due to the proximity of that frontal system, and also an upper level low that will tend to set up across portions of the region. At this point, it seems that that upper low will drift back to the southwest over the weekend, and that should take most of the rain chances with it, though there is going to at least be the chance of an isolated or scattered shower on both Saturday and Sunday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, much less humid, low in the 50s to around 60. And for tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and pleasant, high in the mid to upper 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, much less humid, low in the 50s to around 60. And for tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and pleasant, high in the mid to upper 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of a passing shower, muggy, low 65 to 70. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm, high in the upper 70s to around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, less humid, low 60 to 65. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, small chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm, high in the upper 70s to around 80. Region-wide on Saturday, partly to mostly sunny, chance of a scattered shower or storm, high in the upper 70s to lower 80s. And on Sunday, partly to mostly sunny, with a chance of a scattered shower or storm, high in the 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.